Hello.
Spoilers.
There are going to be spoilers. There's going to be offensive fucking language. And perhaps I'm going to talk about my rectum a little bit. So my favorite thing about my own rectum...
Stop. Stop.
Okay. I will do what you did not do for me and stop. This is the Carl's Day of Anime Rave, Fall 2014, Week 2, look at Fall 2014. Our next show on the docket is Trinity 7, which was, what's the stupid word? They use ecchi, and still kind of fun, so I'm hoping for similar fun ecchiness this time.
Yeah, this is our number 5 seed of Week 2, and let's hope this still stays green.
Agreed. Let's jump right in to Trinity 7, which literally means 3 sevens.
Meanwhile, in the future.
All right, so that was the second episode of Trinity 7. Arata seems to be meshing with his school quite nicely, except he still hasn't figured out what magic is at the magic school, which is like enrolling in an IT class and then wondering what a computer is.
Or an electronic.
He is being followed closely by Eren, who looks a lot like Hijiri, the girl that Arata did all this for to try to save. There's obviously some connection. Nothing happens. There's another gag about watching girls hold in their pee, which is surprising considering I think the second or third episode of Aesthetic of a Rogue Hero did the exact same thing. And their main characters aren't exactly that far off from one another. Nothing happened. And then Eren tries to release the Demon Lord's power from Arata, which forces another student to come in and try to kill him, and that's where the episode ends. So, pop quiz, Dave. How do you take a show that has a lot of silly, absurd promise and make it suck? Here's your answer. You start talking a whole bunch.
The talking wasn't the problem. It really wasn't. The problem was nothing happened, nothing was explained, and it's definitely living up to its ecchi category with nothing good backing it up.
The first episode had ecchi shit, but it also had fucking it had fun absurdity to the whole concept. It was almost tongue-in-cheek in how ridiculous that was. This episode tried to do the most cardinal sin when you have something this bonkers, and that's play it straight. Except they forgot that that's not the show they are, so occasionally they just flick that skirt up a little high so we can see some ass cuppage. And basically the show now feels like it's way more confused than its first episode, which would have suggested. I'm not impressed with this episode.
This is a really bad setup episode.
Very bad, very bad.
And based on the trailer for the next episode, I don't think it's going to recover.
No, it's a shame. It's a shame. Out of 3 pi, I give this pi plus 1.
Yeah, I don't think I go higher than a 4.
Okay. Pi plus 1 and 4, which averages out to around 4.07. And I think this is a yellow, I think. It really is.
Yeah, it's not a red.
Yet. If the next episode is just as kind of is just as much of a letdown, then it's a red if it makes it past this, and honestly, now it has no chance.
No.
But, hey...
Ten will make it, so...
This is still one I'd be willing to continue only if you are. If not, I won't lose any sleep.
I will probably watch one more episode, like a lot of these, if it gets cut. But this was just...
It would be unfortunate if the first episode was a one-hit wonder type of thing, and this show really just is that shitty... But its first step, but it did, it put its best foot forward, which I agree with. I won't blame it for doing that, but still, Trinity 7, second episode, not good enough. We'll see what happens. So it might get lucky and all the rest of this might blow, but.
Ew.
It'd have to get pretty lucky.
It's above it or below a sea level, so yeah.
It would have to be luckier than drawing Joker's an asshole. Speaking of Jokers who are an asshole, we have Kaito Joker coming up next.
Which is in our 16th position.
Yep. Our 16th seed kind of squeaked by last time on the promise of something done better than its first episode did. We didn't rank it too high for good reason, but it also made it this far. So will Kaito Joker Episode 2 pull a rabbit out of its anus?
Kaito Joker is still a green.
Yeah, but it was kind of a weak green. It was kind of one of those, we're giving it green because we kind of want to see more.
Yeah, that's true. So here we go.
Meanwhile, in the future...
So we just saw episode 2 of Kaito Joker, and my apologies, my synopsis before we watched it was for Magic Kaito 1412. I mixed the two shows up. This is the more 80s-esque, Tatsunoko-esque kind of adventure show with a new caper every week type thing. And the second caper was a lot like the first. There was a bit more chatting than I care for, but it wasn't terribly obtuse or irritating. I should probably explain what happened. They went to an art museum in France to get the recollection of Napoleon, and then they did, through hijinks. There, that's all you really need to know. And because that's all you really need to know, and since we're in this stage where we have so many good shows to watch instead, I'm not sure how I really feel about this just yet. What did you think of it? Like, I wasn't bored. I kept wondering, man, those other four or five shows I really want to see instead, what's going on there?
Yeah, it's just...
I think there's room in the market for this kind of show.
Something tells me this is going to be very much a kind of... I don't want to say one-trick pony, because it's not. It's still being clever about stuff, even though... Somebody like myself, you asked me partway if I got the joke or that I'd worked it out, and I went way more Mission Impossible technology-wise than the basic kind of joke he had pulled.
And this is the kind of thing that this show is. It's very simple. It's light. Don't have to think about it fair, that you just put on... You let your troubles float away, and if we were watching it outside the context of this, this is the kind of show where if I'm flipping through the channels, I'm just looking for some time to kill, and Kaito Joker's on, I'd be like, oh, Kaito Joker's on. I think I'll just keep this on in the background.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's not a... Ooh, it's 8:30 in the morning, gotta watch Kaito Joker. It's more of a... Oh,
fuck me. If this was on Saturday mornings when I was a kid, I'd get up for this.
When I was a kid. But here's the thing. I'd still rather watch an old episode of Scooby-Doo Mysteries than this. It's just, I rated this decently in the first round, but quite frankly, his assistant is annoying.
No, Hachi's fine. You're on crack. I think...
It's just... It's going to be colorful thief or colorful detective trying to stop him. And I'm just thinking of...
There's really...
I don't know. Maybe it's just not for me as much as I thought it was going to be.
This is a heavily kind of serialized show. Like, it's... I don't feel like there's going to be an interesting myth arc to kind of encompass everything. Like, they certainly haven't sown the seeds for one. So what's probably going to happen is... Every episode's going to be self-contained. You can watch outside of episode one and maybe the last episode, if there's a two-parter or something, you could probably watch these in any order and not miss anything, right? I'm reminded a lot of, in the way that's presented, that's a lot like Mushishi, in that every episode its own self-contained entity. And this is what this show's trying to do. It's like Saturday morning cartoons. It's you watch it, you watch this episode, and you don't need to worry about the connected overall plot, because there is none. It's just them going around having capers. I think this kind of show has a market. I think this kind of show needs to exist. And if we didn't have as many good things as we had, I would be excited to watch more of this.
There's a reason why this is 16th on our list.
Yes. And I would argue that if one day we're bored and we want to kill time, yeah, let's see what the next episode of Kaito Joker is. Until then, I'm not sure what more I can say about it. What would you rate it out of 3 pi?
5.5.
5.5? I was going to go 4.5, actually.
No, it's still a just above average show to me. I'm not going to be looking for another episode, to be honest. But I don't believe it deserves below.
The reason I give it a bit below a 5 is just because it was a little wordy this time. And I mean, the first episode kind of was in places too, and I didn't appreciate too much that it was kind of Da Vinci coding me to death with shit that I already figured out. So I docked it a bit for that. That doesn't mean that I had a bad time. It's just I don't think any more than that of the show than that.
That gives it a 5.
A 5. And this is a yellow, and almost certainly not going to survive the next round. Do you want to watch one more, and then we'll wrap up this video?
Yeah, let's go with our 6th seed, Gogiri Kokure-san.
This was the standout, shocking surprise of week 1. It was seeded 27, and when we watched it, it ended up getting the highest score of anything we'd watched at the time. It got beaten out later by other shows, but not by much.
Yeah.
And this was, I'm still shocked at how not terrible the show is. And I'm hoping episode 2 continues that, which is why we gave it a very generous 6th seed in week 2. Are you excited?
Yeah, I want to see how cute slash demoralizing this one's going to be.
Indeed. Gogiri Kokure-san is a go.
Meanwhile, in the future...
All right, that was episode 2 of Gogiri Kokure-san. In this episode... Kohina and Kokuri get a new roommate, Inuzami, is that correct?
Something like Inukami.
That? Inukami. A ghost dog that can transform into a handsome male human or female human who seems to have the hots for Kohina because that's what his ghost does. They cause people to prosper and then they feed on them or something. In the course of this episode, Inukami gets blended in a blender.
Chained into a doghouse.
There is a gun battle in which Kokuri is parrying bullets with a frying pan in broad daylight. And overall, this show maintains its cute and laugh-out-loud humor. What did you think?
I loved it. It just continues the trend for it. I mean, it... The smile part of the episode was awesome in the way that she was freaking people out with her smile. That was great. I love the fact they keep on going back between her doll form and her real form. That was cute as well. The fact that Inukami came along and... I like the fact they gave it a backstory of how she would stop off and pick it up when it was still alive. That was cute.
Also unlikely, given it's a past life kind of thing. It's probably something that it made up.
Maybe, maybe not. It was sacrificed.
True, true.
So that could have been, 2 months ago.
Fair enough.
You never know, but it's just... hilarious. It's very well done.
I agree. I would give this a 9.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 it is. This is a green, I think.
Definitely a green. And actually, that's the second highest rating we've given... Nope. Tied for the second highest rating that we've given this week.
Yeah, it's still going strong.
Tied with Amagi Brilliant Park, but below Twin Tails.
And a little bit above, just a little above Yuki Yuna.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to us prattle on about nothing. Dave, tell them the website.
CarlosandDaveAnimeRave.com.
Thank you. I'm glad that you remembered it.
Also, Two Fat Guys Talk.
That's our Twitter handle. And, yeah, see you next time.